Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Zachary Sikora is a Northwestern Medicine clinical psychologist. I love your piece on the five things you never knew about fear. And really, in that musical piece that he just played from Thriller, about that part where, you know, you're shivering, the first thing is fear is physical, right, doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. Fear is definitely physical. We most often think that it's an emotion, which it is. But fear is something that keeps us safe, and so our body goes into a state that keeps us safe. Our heart pumps, our muscles tense, we sweat. Our body goes into sort of a fight or flight mode.
Could you be so frightened that you have a heart attack and die?
I mean,
you probably already had a bad heart if that happens.
With people who've got those problems. That's not a typical response.
But you do feel it. Aside from the shivering, the goosebumps, you can feel your heart pumping. It definitely is physical. The second thing you pointed out is that fear can make you foggy. What do you mean?
Yeah, so when our body goes into that fear response, it's dedicating a lot of energy to the fear part of our brain that's doing what we just talked about a second ago, getting our body ready for whatever threat that it is that we've detected. So the part of our brain that is dedicated to rational thinking and decision-making and things of that nature, there's not so much energy going to that part. And so we become a little foggy, and our thinking patterns aren't as sharp.
One of the things that you wrote is that you said you are unable to rationalize that the threat is not real. And that's what my son always goes, come on, you know this is fake. Why? But it doesn't make any difference. I'm still frightened.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though that rational part of your brain says that this scary movie isn't actually threatening, you're still seeing something that appears threatening. So your body does have that response, probably not to the degree it would have with an actual threat in front of you.
And how long does that fog last? Or is it just in the moment where you're experiencing fear?
No, it could last even after the fear response sparks. There's something called the excitation transfer process, not to get too scientific on you guys, but that's when the brain sort of remains aroused even after the scary experience is over.
And number three on your list, and this is a list of the five things you never knew about fear, kind of understanding the science of fear. Number three is fear can lead to pleasure. This is why people like haunted houses, and they love these movies.
Yes, and I was listening to your segment before this, and I have to say I'm definitely not one of those people. Fear and fun do not go together for me whatsoever. But when that rational part of your brain understands, hey, I'm really not in a dangerous situation. I'm not really in danger on this roller coaster or in this haunted house or watching this movie. That experience of fear can actually be pleasurable for some people.
Yeah, not me and not you. Glad to hear that you have the same thing that I do. Okay, and number four is fear is not phobia. Interesting.
Right. Yeah, so a phobia clinically is an irrational fear of a certain situation or a certain thing, an object, that causes us a ton of fear that interferes with our daily functioning in some way. And not everyone has phobias per se, but everyone does have fear because fear is a normal emotion that all of us have, and we're made to have it to keep us safe. But not everyone has a fear to the point where it begins to interfere with your functioning on a daily basis.
Yeah, but we do see people very fearful about what is happening in the world right now because they don't feel they have any control, although they feel the impact of it.
Yes, absolutely. And you brought up a great point. Fear and control go hand in hand. And when we feel like things are out of control, when we feel like we don't personally have control in certain situations, and we're being exposed to trauma via media, moment by moment, yeah, that fear response gets activated.
And then the fifth thing about fear that we did not know is that fear keeps us safe.
Absolutely. That's its main job. It's natural and it's biological. Like I said earlier, all of us have it, and its main goal is to keep us safe and keep us alive.
My gosh, so much to learn about this. I love talking to you. I hope you'll come back sometime. We've got a bundle of questions, not just about fear, but you tapped into a few other things like phobias and and
yeah,
why.
Absolutely.
Perfect, perfect. We will get that on the schedule. That's an awesome. Interesting piece, and you can just give it a Google, 5 Things You Never Knew About Fear, Understanding the Science of Fear. That is Northwestern Medicine clinical psychologist, Dr. Zachary Sikora.